Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
My mom is still in town, so we've been, kind of been shut in because the purpose for her coming here was just, you know, not only just to see and learn Toronto, but to also help us out with the baby a little bit.
Right, sure.
So while she's been here, I've been, like, trying to sneak out and get things done. Like, ooh, you're still here? I'm going to roll out. You watch the baby. I'll be back. I've been doing that a lot. So I said, hey, we woke up, and it's like, let's go do something. You know, we should all just do something as a family.
Mm-hmm.
So we took a little road trip to Niagara Falls. Yay!
Jamar, you're nice. So Canadian.
Am I really? Is that okay to do?
I love that.
It's funny. Yeah. It was really cool. Short drive, too, man. It's like only like an hour and 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's just right there.
That's right.
We go out there. We get the baby all ready. We put him in the little basket thing and strap him to the car. My kid, I'll tell you, he's so great at trips and making journeys. You know, some parents, they just dread having to get their kid ready because they're like, oh, are they going to cry at the restaurant? Are they going to cry in the car the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Not little Kofi. He literally, once you get him into the car seat and start rolling it, because ours kind of has wheels, so it's kind of like a car seat stroller combo.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He falls asleep immediately. There are even moments where we're looking like, is he okay? Perfectly fine. We wake him up, give him a little food, like, hey, you got to eat a little bit. Eats, goes right back to sleep. This kid was on the road. I think we got into the car about 12 and didn't get home till about 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Not a sound the whole trip. He was just, I mean, he'd wake up every now and then. We're in a restaurant. He'll look around. And he's just great. It's just like such a blessing to have like a kid that you could take out.
Yeah,
totally.
I've been in restaurants where kids just start wailing, and the parents have to, you know, get them out and, you know, take them out into the landing or something like that. It's tough. The one issue is we get home.
I was gonna say this is leading to something. This isn't just like I have a perfect baby.
No, it's not perfect at all. We get home. I get him out of the car seat immediately. He puts out the little lip. He goes like, I'm like, no, it's about to happen. It's about, I was like, Kofi, we had such a great day. Please don't do this. Then all of a sudden, man! I'm just like, no. Of course, I have to pay some type of toll to have a perfect baby all day.
It's true. He likes to be on the move, Jamar.
He does. He's kind of like his dad. I
was going
to
say, yeah. And maybe the like cribby, or not crib, hi, don't have a kid.
No, it's
car
fine.
Seat.
I know
it feels like the womb. Maybe.
I think that's what it is, Mary.
Right?
I think it's because the enclosed space, the kind of like constant motion, the vibrations, you know, just the moving around, probably mimic the mother's womb. So it feels very cozy to him.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you just put the car seat into the crib?
I'll tell you what I do sometimes.
Good.
I'll get him in the car seat, which rolls, and I'll have to just do laps around the house and just do circles around like the kitchen island.
Yeah.
And that gets him to sleep sometime. But last night, he wasn't having any of it. This kid was up to like 1 o'clock. Having none of it, Mary. You have no idea. You guys have no clue what my night was like.
Yeah, we do.
It's actually funny that I'm here right now. I should go home. No. Jokes. But anyway, eventually he did get to sleep. And, you know, here we are.
Wow.
Well, that was the night.
That's good. I'm glad you saw the falls. And I'm glad you took your mama there, because I think that's a very, like, oh, Canada thing to do.
It is such a beautiful, natural thing that's just right in our backyard. It's, like, almost incredible to me that it even exists. And it's right there.
Yeah.
So incredible.
And they do. I mean, I know you did a fam jam one, but they do some cool parties there, too. They light up the falls, big, you know, DJ moments. And,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine.
So you can have a totally different falls experience next time.
Fantastic. Love Ontario. Love Niagara. Love Toronto. Love Canada. If you ever kick it with Chum in the afternoon, you know the voice that you're hearing this morning. It's Meredith Shaw. Hey.
Hello. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Marilyn on her little vacay. Caitlin in the house. Hey, Caitlin.
Hello.
Tom's here. So let's all gather around the radio real quick, especially you listening, and you can call us to 416-870-1045 and just answer the question that Sean asked this morning. It's a really valid question, too. It's about a situation that he's not sure if he's being cheated on or not. I'll read you his email. Hi, I heard you guys giving some advice last week to a girl who wrote and asked if it was okay to break up by text. I want to give you thoughts on my dilemma. I caught my partner in a bit of an awkward situation with a coworker recently. I always knew they were friends, but it turns out that the two of them are a lot closer than I knew. Beyond just being friends at work, I've recently discovered that they text each other nonstop. They share things about each other of their relationships, which makes me uncomfortable. They talk about everything, But when I confronted him about how close they are, he became furious by saying nothing physical has ever happened and that they were just close friends. So let me just step back for a second. He actually confronted the dude. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. He writes, this still feels like a betrayal to me. So I want to know, is this an emotional affair? I'm so upset. Am I right to be upset or am I overreacting? All right. Sean is actually listening to the show right now. So he's eagerly awaiting your input on this.
I know.
You know what? It's a slippery slope. And, you know, everybody needs somebody to kind of open up to about things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're opening up to somebody else about details in your relationship, it's dicey because It seems like you're supposed to be the closest to your partner, right? There's supposed to be some kind of intimacy there, not just physically, but, you know, an emotional intimacy. And when you're sharing that with someone else, it's almost like a violation.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, Sean, you're listening. In my opinion, yes, Sean, you have a right to be incredibly upset. You are not overreacting. I like you said, Jamar, that he confronted him. And what's interesting is his partner was furious. He became furious, saying nothing physical had ever happened. And for me, like smoke, there's fire. If there was nothing really going on, it's like, oh, I'm so sorry that level of intimacy or sharing bothers you.
Yeah.
And perhaps he changes his course or doesn't want to upset Sean, but he was furious. Like, how dare you suggest that? Which makes me think,
defensive. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Oof, this is such a tough one because you don't want to discourage friendships with somebody who you could be, you know, in a romantic relationship with. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want my husband to say, like, I'm uncomfortable with you being friends with another guy at work,
right,
and like texting with another guy at work. But if it was a woman, it would be completely fine for him. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have a different view on friendships of that way. But yeah, I think that if you found out they were sharing stuff about your relationship, about your partner with them, that seems really, I don't like that.
Text each other nonstop, he says. They talk about everything.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that there's some kind of intimate talk there.
There has to be.
A jokey level. It's a slippery slope because it's almost like, you know how they say gateway drug? I think this is gateway relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually.
Oh my gosh. Even worse. I mean, the physical stuff, yes, obviously. You don't want to grade levels of dysfunction or hurt in a relationship. But being physically intimate with somebody outside your relationship, obviously a affair. But being emotionally intimate with someone outside your relationship, to me, that's an affair. That's enough of a basis to really say, hey, I think you're violating the code of what we signed up for here.
Yeah.
So Sean's big question was, is this an emotional affair? I'm going to say it might not necessarily be an emotional affair because they're not necessarily sharing, hey, I love you, I love you, I love you, I wish we could be together. But they are kind of in an area that might not be so what's the word? Respecting of his relationship.
Right. Well, we have a few. This is what always happens. We have quite a few texts already coming
in. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a few people are saying if they are like best friends, then none of that is bad because best friends share a lot.
Mm.
You know, but then someone else in the middle of this says having the friendship is okay, but they should find a way to have the friendship without upsetting you.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings should come before the feelings of the friend.
Bingo.
That's kind of where I feel like, you know, it's you can maintain the friendship. It doesn't necessarily have to be like this is cut off, this is wrong, or, you know, maybe it can just be like, okay, let's talk about the lines here.
Let me ask the devil's advocate question. Are we being hypocritical here? If this person that Sean's partner was talking to was a female, like it was a woman, would we have the same issue? I mean, most friend relationships are in this kind of vein where you talk about everything. You might share some gossip and advice about the relationship in the hopes of getting perspective. Is it the fact that this person is a man? Is that really what's bothering us? I just realized.
Is this a deal breaker for you? It's just they have to figure out what line is like crossed and when that's the deal breaker for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like, you know, you set up the parameters of the relationship that you're comfortable having. And if this is starting to violate that, whether it's male or female, I mean, if I had I'm in a heterosexual relationship, but if I had a very, very close relationship with a girlfriend that was somehow, you know, Rod thought, hey, you're telling her everything, you're not telling me everything, you're leaving me out of the dark, that I think he would have an issue with that as well.
Probably.
And he kind of coined the term micro-cheating.
Micro-cheating.
So you're micro-cheating, which is a slow, you know, you don't know necessarily, it's not a full cheat, but it's a micro, and that's not good.
I like that term. We're all stewing over Sean's email. It's a very, very interesting situation where he just realized his partner has been having really intimate conversations with a coworker. It makes him feel uncomfortable. Some of the conversations have even been about their relationship, where he's like, yo, this is a little too much. You're probably emotionally cheating on me. He's not sure, but he did say he confronted the guy and was like, yo, back off. Got fiery. We have on the line Michelle. Air quotes. Michelle, you have a little, what's the word? Do you have some background with this situation? Do you have some kind of experience in this kind of arena?
I absolutely do.
Did you catch someone emotionally cheating?
My ex-husband, yes.
What were the nature of the conversations? Like, what did it look
like? Ex-husband, first of all. Yeah, right.
Ex-husband, yes.
Yep.
It was a neighbor.
Yeah.
And funny story, but our phones ended up syncing up. And I found all kinds of text messages that came through. And knew that there was a friendship, but always assumed it was just that, a friendship. And then there was a lot of information in the text messages that he was sharing with her, and things going back and forth that just were enlightening.
Now, can you confirm that there was any physical activity between them two?
No, I can't. I have no idea, but both her husband and myself both confronted them about their relationship, both via text and the fact that it was, also across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they both just kept adamantly refusing that there was anything going on and that they were just friends, but there was just way more to it in the messages than that. It was 100% emotional.
Boy. And it hurts just the same, you know? I think that's the point that we're getting to here.
Absolutely.
You know, when somebody is... Listen, you have a physical... I don't want to say requirement, but you have a physical obligation to your partner, but you also have an emotional one. And if the person is having this emotional relationship with someone else, which seems to be a little more substantive than what you have with them, red flag.
100%. I think 100% the emotional is worse than the physical.
I agree, Michelle. I agree. 100%.
That's a very big point. Say that again. Michelle says that the emotional connection could sometimes be worse than the physical cheating?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In my books, anyway.
Because I think the physical, you can kind of, again, not that it's okay, but you can explain away as a moment, as a mistake, as something. But something that is emotionally continuous and really providing you substance in your life, very problematic, very hard to get over.
A lot of the texts we're receiving that seem to echo, you know, Sean and Michelle's situation that they were both in, is that it's the ongoing nature of it. It's this, mm-hmm. it's this full secondary relationship, regardless of if any, like, physical transgression has happened.
Wow.
It's just the fact that it looks like it's building towards a full-on relationship. Like, it looks like they're getting ready to leave you for this other person.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle, for sharing that story. We appreciate it.
And glad he's your ex-husband.
Okay. I'm going to say, if you approach your partner with something like this, and if they don't immediately turn and say, oh, I'm so sorry, how do we fix this? And they become defensive, gotta hit the door.
100% sure.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, they owe you something. They don't owe this other person something.
Yeah, and you deserve someone who adores you.
Completely agree. Okay, Sean, hopefully that helped out. If you ever need to email us, by all means, hit us up. Just go to Chum1045's, go to our website and find the email. You can, hit us an email anytime. We'll help you out. Bunch of new words have been added to dictionary.com. These are things that you probably already know, but let's just make it official by saying that there are official terms and words such as screen time.
No.
Screen time is not an official word. The amount of time spent watching the content on your screen, such as your phone or your television or computer, screen time is now a real term.
AKA the thing you're doing too much of in your life.
Word. JOMO. JOMO. The joy of missing out, Caitlin. We've already expressed having this.
Love it.
JOMO is the opposite of FOMO, the fear of missing out. If you have FOMO, that means you always want to be involved in stuff. If you have JOMO, it's like, please don't call me, don't invite me. I just want to see it on
Instagram.
It's
like when you're sitting on your couch watching Queer Eye and you look at your Instagram stories and everybody's out at a club and you're just like, cozy. I don't want to be there at all.
Exactly. That's JOMO. JOMO. Info dump. Info dump is now a real word. It's a noun. It means a large quantity of backstory supplied all at once. It's like every day on the 40s during the show, Caitlin Green gives us an info dump of everything that's been happening. It's not a bad thing, though. I think an info dump is sometimes what you need just to get caught up with stuff, yeah?
I mean, trending is always what I need. For so that, I like
we are not
Caitlin's
rebranding
info trending. Dump.
Yeah, I know. We're not going to call your thing info dump.
We're not calling it Caitlin's info dump.
Wait,
it's not happening.
Is info dump a bad word? Like, when someone info dumps, is that a bad thing?
It has the word dump in it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to connote that with goodness.
No.
Is there a good dump? Any
is,
good dump?
Well, I mean, yes, Jamar.
Pause. I get it. Okay, we'll move on. The next one is JSYK, that abbreviation. If anyone ever abbreviates JSYK, just so you know.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
I've never seen that one before. Where was I?
I know that in case you missed it,
yeah.
I-C-Y-M, but
right, or FYI, which is an older one.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right, everyone knows FYI. FYI is a word.
Yeah, FYI is like, yeah. It doesn't even stand for, I'm like, what does it stand for? Yeah,
no
I know,
one knows
for your information. But I didn't know that one, J-S-Y-K.
All right. Morning, Tracy Melcher.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. This is our E-Talk Entertainment update with one of our faves.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
You know, a little bumping and grinding on a Monday morning.
Hey, Tracy.
Wow.
R. Kelly, yeah, gave a 28-second performance at the Dirty South Lounge in Springfield, Illinois. So this is apparently how he's making his money now. Fans shelled out between $50 and $100. And like I said, they got a 28-second performance of Bump and Grind. Oh. Then they were treated to a half-hour meet and greet afterwards.
Oh, it gets worse. I didn't know what could get worse than a 28-second bump and grind with R. Kelly.
Hi, Mom.
There it is.
Hi, Mom. Yeah. This is what I'm doing on a Monday morning, you know, to listen to across the city. Okay, so yes, no word on when he's supposed to be back in court to face all of the charges. He said that he wanted the media to really leave him alone because this is how he gets paid right now. So about 100 people showed up. But the venue held, its capacity is 450.
That one's tough to post on social media. You know, you go to the R. Kelly show.
That's it.
And you can't just throw that up on Instagram and not expect some kind of backlash, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, absolutely. Mm. And of course, the choice of song. It's R. Kelly.
It's a lot.
It's R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on to the Royals. You know that magazine article when they say stars, they're like us, or stars, they're not like us? Well, Royals, they are not like us, especially when it comes to their internships. It's been revealed that Prince William had a 3-week internship with the UK's National Security and Intelligence Agencies, including MI6, which, of course, is the secret intelligence agency that's the fictional super spy.
Mission Impossible.
Wow. James Bond.
James Bond. Yeah,
James
yeah,
Bond.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Wrong movie.
You know, you were thinking about the theme song.
Yeah,
because I did that too. Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
And then James Bond. Dun, dun. I don't know.
No,
you guys
James
get
Bond,
where I'm going.
James Bond. No, that's Mission Impossible.
This is Mission Impossible.
James Bond is.
It's Monday.
Goldfinger. Right.
That's what we have. Oh, love that. Where's Halle Berry coming out of some gorgeous water somewhere?
Word.
You know, oh my gosh, she's forever a Bond girl for me. All right, another person who is a queen is Serena Williams.
Queen.
Queen Serena. She's been doing some Pampers commercials alongside, oh my gosh, her baby princess daughter. Oh my gosh.
My gosh.
Her daughter, 19-month-old Alexis Olympia. So they're in a Pampers commercial together. And so, of course, when she's been interviewed, Meghan Markle, her dear friend, would come up because Meghan Markle is expecting. And Serena alluded to the fact that she may have already sent Meghan some Pampers across the pond.
Oh.
And she's also said to the interviewer that, you know what, she thinks Meghan will be the best mom for sure. For sure, for sure.
For sure, like
for sure,
totally.
For sure.
Wait, didn't
sure.
she also reveal the gender of the baby in her comments?
No way.
Well,
yes.
Well,
no way.
Yes. Well.
What?
Well,
really?
You know what, I think she's having twins. I think she did that on purpose to throw us because they're actually two babies.
You know what? I can see that happening because
right?
their whole royal story is very OTT. Let's be real. And so twins would be perfect for that.
I think it would be. It would,
yeah.
You know what? And all I want is a little baby red afro.
That'd be
like
really,
the
really
cutest little baby, right?
Oh,
little red apple.
Cute.
So cute. And we just want healthy for everybody.
Of course.
We just want healthy for everybody.
Of course.
That will jokes aside.
Great. Well, thank you for all the news. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Serena, you have some splaining to do. We are doing Morning Show Price is Right. We have our two players on the line. Player one is Amanda. Hey, good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Are you on the road or in the house?
I'm in the house.
Great, great. Player two is Jenny. What about you? In the house or on the road?
Good morning. I'm in the house out of the rain.
Ah, great. So all the products are right in front of you. You just get up something to kind of stoke your memory of pricing. We found a bunch of really weird items online. And all you have to do is guess how much they're going for.
Okay.
Your guesses are going to be in American dollars, as all this weird stuff is on American websites.
Okay.
Hey, that's a dig at Americans. Like, whoever
right.
wrote that, I just got it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no problem. You'll get a chance to guess the price. Whoever gets closest gets a point. Now, it doesn't matter if you go over or under. You just have to be closest within a point.
Okay.
We'll do a few rounds. Whoever gets the most points wins a $500 Shopper Drug Mart gift card. Shoppers have the spring sale, the super sale going on now through Friday.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay. Let's start with Meredith. Can you please describe our first item?
Looking for a lighthearted way to get back at people for their bad parking?
What?
Then this item is for you. It's a stack of business cards, each containing explicit messages that let inconsiderate parkers know exactly how you feel about their shoddy parking job. And I did say shoddy. A deluxe matte finish says that while you might be suppressing some serious anger issues, you still have excellent taste.
Okay. I've never heard of this before, but it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Each of you will now guess how much that item is selling for, starting with number one, Amanda.
$10.50
says Amanda. And Jenny?
I would say $12.
Okay. Ooh. The actual price is $3.99, making Amanda the closest.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought it would be more than that.
Wouldn't you? I know. All those cards and that paper. That matte finish? Nope. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Insults. All right. Pretty affordable. Fantastic. Caitlin, let's go with item number two.
Make your toilet great again.
With this
easy-to-use toilet brush that pays tribute to the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Wow.
In place of his trademark yellow hair is a bright yellow toilet brush.
Oh.
And just below is a teeny tiny plastic Trump with a blue suit, red tie, and an expression that says, I'm ready to drain your swamp.
Really?
Wow.
That's the worst Trump imitation.
Yeah, I know, but it's a great idea, by the way.
He's draining our swamps, guys.
Fantastic.
He's here for us.
This time we'll start with player two, Jenny. You each tell us how much you think this costs
online.
You
know what? I heard of this one.
Oh. Really?
I heard it.
Are you in the market for it?
I heard it. It's $23.50.
Okay.
Oh,
and
I heard somebody said it before.
What do you say, Amanda?
$22.
Wait, you say how much?
$22.
The actual price is $10.99. Amanda gets it again.
Oh, whoa! I heard it somewhere.
You went over.
Maybe that's Canadian, maybe they were talking
maybe
about
it was Canadian,
I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
All right.
Yeah.
That's two for Amanda. Let's do one more.
Okay.
This is my item.
Okay.
Wow. In my never-ending quest to raise my son with the proper influences, I need to buy him this. I have to. A set of five onesies, one of each Justice League superhero. Superman, The Flash, Aquaman, Green Lantern, and the best of all, Batman. Yes, Justice League onesies. Now, of course, these items are priceless in my book. I mean, you can't pay enough for them. But the actual price, player one, Amanda, what do you think it is?
$23.
Okay, 23 says Amanda and Jenny.
I'm going to go lower this time. Oh. You know what? No, I'll go 25.
You're going to go 25. The actual price, $27.99. Jenny actually
priced
right there. Very well done.
But
unfortunately, Amanda has more correct this morning. Amanda is our winner.
Congratulations, yay! Amanda. It was fun playing, though.
It was fun. Great game.
I want to see this Trump brush. That's great.
I know. It's already yellow.
Oh, God.
Nasty.
It's more than yellow.
Yeah, great. And it's already dirty, too, before you even use it. Have you seen this guy's history? Oh, my goodness. Congratulations to Amanda. Jenny, it was great playing with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'll try again.
Of course. Anytime
you
want. So let's hook it up. We'll give her that $500 Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yeah, $500 to you. Shop Shoppers Drug Mart Spring Super Sale starting Saturday, April 6th to Friday, April 12th. And enjoy big savings. See in-store for more details. No Trump brushes there, though. None at all. For good reason. Let me know.
Here in Toronto, a fog advisory has been issued by Environment Canada for Toronto and the rest of the GTA. They said locally dense fog with near zero visibility is possible in parts. It's expected to dissipate later this morning, but just take some time on your drive in and be aware that the fog could be heavy. Hopefully it breaks up a little bit later on, though. It's kind of nice to get some added moisture this morning, though. Selfishly, as somebody who really suffers when it's so dry all the time.
You know something I noticed in town? It's been really dusty. Have you noticed the streets, like cars are full of dust and stuff like that? Things all maybe the construction, is that what it is? All the construction going on around
there? Yeah. And also there's been a little bit of rain, so sometimes that sits on your car and the pollution looks like dust, but when the water settles into...
Well, I'm hoping that the rain and the fog will maybe wash away some of the dust that's been covering the city.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. And your skin will look great, Jamar.
That's the most important part. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
We'll be so pretty.
We've been hearing a lot about the first legal cannabis dispensary in Toronto, the Honey Pot. Lines last week for opening day were wild. They probably still are today. I mean, on Friday, I remember I was leaving work because it's not far from our office, and I looked over and thought, is that still the line? And it was. The lines are wild.
Same people or new people?
Same people, still there. They're confused. They don't know how to get in. And anyways, so apparently a second retail location opened in Toronto. It's called Ameri Cannabis, and it's in Yorkville at 20 Cumberland Street. And so that opening happened with a little bit less fanfare, but that is open today. And I'm wondering if the people in Yorkville can send us some photos on possible lines. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know. I'd like to do a line comparison. Who's willing to wait there and for how long? Is anyone camping out front? Because the first people who were camping out in front of the Honey Pot, I thought, was that really necessary? You just buy it online.
There'll be like, you know, ever see those historical photos, those black and whites? Yeah. They will be the first people at the dispensary forever.
Oh my gosh.
And that's it. It's a sense of pride, I think, for people who, you know, lead a cannabis lifestyle. Yep. I think that really means something to be able to go into a store and purchase weed and leave and have that whole, you know, be legal.
And not do that shady, like, look around the corner thing, like, is anyone seeing me?
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Jeff Bezos also trending because he is one step closer towards his second marriage, apparently. Just one day after finalizing his divorce from his ex-wife, tabloids learned that his mistress, Lauren Sanchez, filed uncontested divorce papers to end her 14-year marriage. Because, of course, these two couples were friends. So Jeff Bezos and his wife are friends with Lauren Sanchez and her husband. And that's how they all got together. So now her marriage is over, and insiders say Jeff will eventually be proposing, guessing he's probably going to have a prenup this time around.
I mean, I hope so.
Just throwing it out there.
Just an idea.
Is there a $36 billion payout for her divorce?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't believe so. I think she was married to a fairly powerful Hollywood agent, probably worth slightly less than Jeff Bezos.
Okay, he's not getting $36 million.
No.
So he's getting the sour end of this whole situation. Everyone's coming into new wealth, except him.
He's getting
true, actually. That's true, Jamar.
He's getting like the shrug emoji.
Right.
Like, that's kind of it.
That sucks.
In trending music news, the Spice Girls, this drama happening between Mel B and Jerry Halliwell. Ever since Mel B went on Piers Morgan and revealed that she and Jerry had like a one-night hookup years ago, everyone's been talking about this. Jerry is denying it. And now the Spice Girls, of course, have their UK tour. It's ending on June 15th. And afterwards, they were supposed to potentially be going on this world tour. Those plans have been scrapped. And it is all because of this weird story that no one seems to be able to get to the bottom of about the two of them hooking up. So if you were hoping to see the Spice Girls come here to Toronto, as maybe I was, Meredith, as maybe you were.
I'm like, I hope you can hear my disappointment through the radio waves right now. I wanted them here.
I went to the show when they came here on tour when they didn't have Jerry with them last time, and I had to see a ginger spiceless Spice Girls. It was extremely disappointing. So yeah, they're not going to be coming to Toronto, apparently. That's sad news.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't say kiss and make up.
No. You don't say that. Spiceless Spice Girls.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
One can dream.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.